Brilliance Audio.
The Vibrant Years by Sonali Dev, performed by Deepti Gupta, Sunila Nankani, and Anita Kalatara. This one's for grandmothers everywhere, the soft ones and the strong ones, but mainly for my two ajis, who were always both those things at once. Shantu and Kamla, thank you for never shying away from my questions, for never rolling me up in taboos, and for the gift of your stories. Also, I still miss the taste of your food.
A note from Mindy Kaling. What does it mean to live life on your own terms? Sonali Dev's hilarious and heartwarming novel, The Vibrant Years, is the story of three generations of women in one family who are determined to find the answer to that question for themselves. They are at different stages in life, each dealing with their own issues, but they can lean on each other for advice, support, and, of course, laughter when nothing else works. I was so charmed by the novel's rebel women. There's Bindu, everyone's favorite grandmother, who after years of going along with what was expected of her, finally reclaims her identity for herself. She's now the shiny new fish in her retirement community's dating pond. We meet Allie, who continues to chase her dreams, but when she realizes her employer will never give her a big break, she takes matters into her own hands. And there's young genius Cully, who has created an app that helps millions of people suffering from anxiety, people like herself. And when the app's availability to help others is threatened, she won't let anyone get in her way, even if it means she'll have to step into the world of demoralizing dating apps. Luckily, she has a hot granny and a newly single mom to help her with the research. The Vibrant Years is bursting with humor, banter, and cringeworthy first dates that kept me smiling as I read through the pages. But more than being just a fun read, it's also a timely tale about a group of underestimated and unrepresented women demanding respect and embracing their most authentic selves, who support and lift each other up through the most difficult times, which perfectly exemplifies the spirit of Mindy's book studio. I fell in love with this quirky family of women, and now I hope that you too enjoy the first Mindy's Book Studio release. Mindy Kaling.
Purnima is the full moon, auspicious, romantic, illuminating. Not rare, only rhythmic. Arriving every month with the dependability of breath, in, then out. Growing from a sliver to wholeness, hiding in the dark, then blazing to full circular glory, only to disappear again, crescent by crescent, but always whole behind the shadows. They told him never to forget that he was the earth and she was the moon, that it was the only way for both to know where they stood as they orbited the sun. If she learned that she could be the earth too, and he let himself be the moon, they'd cause an eclipse, plunge the universe into an endless night, burn it away. Or maybe they'd be blinded by darkness to relearn the light. They'd burn in the light to relearn the darkness. One nothing without the other. She sometimes the earth and sometimes the moon. He sometimes the earth and sometimes the moon. Chapter 1. Bindu. The way a woman wears the color red tells you everything you need to know about how she sees herself. The first time I saw Bhanu, she was wearing a red bikini. From the Journal of Oscar Sake.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?